walked in with a bar and flopped his big blue vein upon a tall bar stool. With an outback Queensland drawl, he said, "Here's a couple of stubbies and pour one on me too." A young barmaid with disbelieving eyes slowly poured it up and down. And she thought, "I wonder how on earth this country bumpkin dragged it into town." And she said,
"Hello, country bumpkin. What's them warts there on your pumpkin? I've seen some slugs, but Christ, that's something. Where'd it grow from, country bumpkin?"
It was just a short year later, in a burnt out bed on a mattress stained and torn. Into this outback Queensland town, another baby banana bender was born. With a slouch hat perched back on its head and an ice cold 4X stubby in its hand. And stubble growing on its chin, bandy legs and a cock like his old man. And she said,
"Hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as cow, she's on the pumpkin. You bite my tit, you'll get a thumbin'. I think I must have been pregnant or something."
40 years had passed since they first met, and now her days were near an end. Her old man as well was showing signs of slowing down, cause his slug had started to bend. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing full well that her race was nearly run. But she softly sighed and gazed into the slanty eye of her old man's mutton gun. And she said,
"So long, country bumpkin. The warts have gone now from your pumpkin. We've worn them off with all that humping. See you later, country bumpkin."
And she said,
"So long, country bumpkin. We've worn the warts right off your pumpkin. We shagged so much you caved me bum in. Cop you later, country bumpkin.